It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Iowa singer-songwriter Pieta Brown has released her latest album. It just came out this week, and it's called Paradise Outlaw. She'll be celebrating the release with a performance at CSPS Hall in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. She's in the studio with me today. Hello, Pieta.
Hey, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here. And tell me, how would you characterize this album?
Let's see, when I was asked that before, I came up with the word expansive, and I don't know if that really counts, but I had such a fun time making the album, and we recorded it live all in one big room, and I had done that on my last album, recorded live, but it was in a really small room, and this time, really big room, we just had a few pieces of foam up for isolation, so there's just a lot of that chemistry in the record, and I was making music with my friends, so it was really, really fun to make.
Now, one of the distinctions that I keep reading about this album is that it is self-produced. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's still I consider it a collaborative co-production with Bo Ramsey still, but, you know, producer has a lot of different jobs in one of them is to be thinking about some of it maybe from the outside a little bit more than the inside. And so in the past, I've left some of those calls up to Bo, who I've worked with before on most of my albums, most of my recordings. And this time I had such a strong vision and kind of a strong idea of how I wanted it to unfold. And, you know, you can't really ever maybe get all the way there, but you know, you just do things like make the calls on the musicians and make the calls on which tracks you're going to, you know, which takes you're going to use, things like that. So I was kind of doing a lot more of that than I have in the past.
So how did that change the experience for you?
I felt maybe even more focused than ever. And it was also just fun. And I love collaborating with people. So it was very open and fun.
Why don't you, before we talk about the studio you recorded in and all of those collaborators, why don't you play a little bit for us? And let's start off with the title track of the, or not the title track, the lead track of the album, Wondering How.
Okay.
Thank you. Wondering How from Pieta Brown's new album. That's the lead track on the album Paradise Outlaw. And you mentioned earlier the environment that you recorded this album in a big room. Now, you were in Wisconsin. You were at the studio run by Justin Vernon, which a lot of our listeners will know as the frontman to the band Bon Iver.
Yeah.
And this was in Wisconsin. The studio is called April Bass. What attracted you to that environment?
The land, more than anything, honestly. I met Justin in Australia kind of on a, it wasn't really on a whim, but it was just sort of happenstance. It was kind of lots of things converging at once. And he told me, he said, "Hey, I've got this studio in Wisconsin," and he knew I was from Iowa, "and you should come check it out sometime." And so I did. I went to check it out before we actually recorded the album. And just when I pulled up, it's out in the country, a lot of trees around there. And it just felt just that kind of Midwest magical land thing. So I just felt that kind of magical, magnetic Midwestern force thing going on there. So it felt really right to me to try to record music there.
Now, you mentioned a little while ago Bo Ramsey, who is here with us in the studio, and you have work together a lot as collaborators. You're also married to one another, so obviously you spent a lot of time together. You brought in a lot of other collaborators on this album. How did that come about?
There again, it was just, you know, I'm really definitely one for following the moment and following my instincts. And so a lot of that stuff just happened really, really naturally, like the connection to April Bass was all just felt like, oh yeah, okay, that's meant to be. And JT Bates, who plays the drums, and Mike Rossetto were touring with me in Australia. Mikey plays banjo and electric guitar on the album. John Penner plays bass, and he lives in Wisconsin. And then there was a collaboration with Amos Lee on there.
Well, and I want to talk about the collaboration with Amos Lee, because it's such a great story about how this came about. The song that you did with Amos Lee is a duet, and you co-wrote it with Amos Lee. How did that happen?
Well, I was on my way out to open some shows for Amos a few years ago now, and I was riding shotgun because, among many other things, Bo is a great, great driver. So I was riding shotgun, and I was just staring out the window, and this song flew in. Just landed, and I couldn't get it. I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get it out of my head. Do you know what I'm feeling? So that was in there, and the verses kind of came in, and when I got wherever we were going that night, I, you know, kind of started to work it out on the guitar. And then when I was out there that time with Amos, I mentioned it. I said, "Oh, I kind of wrote this song in the car. I think it might be a duet. I don't know." And that was about all I said. He's like, "Okay, cool, you should show it to me sometime." But we didn't hang out a lot when I was out opening those shows. And then that was the last thought I had about that, really. And then when I was getting ready to go in the studio, just a few weeks maybe before I was getting ready to record, Amos just wrote me a really sweet note randomly out of the blue one day. And it was right when I was working on that song, and I kept feeling like it needed one more verse. I couldn't quite land that last verse. I was like, "Hey, do you want to, can I show you that song?" And I sent a little demo, and he sent back a verse probably, I think, that day, honestly, maybe it was
really
the next day. And I just asked him if he would want to try it as a duet, because I said, "I'm getting ready to go in the studio. Would you want to give it a try?" He said, "I'm in." So we gave it a try, and I was really excited about what we came up with.
Have you co-written like that in the past?
I've done some co-writing with Bo and a friend of mine named Joey Burns, who's in a band called Calexico. I've done just a little tiny bit with another favorite songwriter of mine, Iris Dement. So it's all been very, very natural. There again, it's not something I've ever tried to sit down and co-write a song with somebody. It's just if it kind of spontaneously...
Serendipity.
If the sparks fly.
And you've called this song your favorite on the new album. What makes it your favorite?
I'm not sure I said it was my favorite, but I think it's one of my favorite tracks for sure, just because it has, there's just so much there's a lot of just natural joy in the song, and duets are fun.
Now, we don't have Amos Lee with us in the studio, although we do have Bo Ramsey with us in the studio. Would the two of you try just a little bit of this one?
Yeah, well, I'll sing you a couple verses of it.
All right,
anyways.
That'd be great. That's great. Thank you so much. So that was just a little bit of the song Do You Know, which is a duet and a co-written song with Amos Lee on the album. You also, and you didn't bring it with you today, so I won't ask you to play the banjo for us, but you played the banjo quite a bit on this album.
I did, yeah. I almost brought it down. I'm sorry I didn't. My great-grandfather played the banjo, so that's a sound that is so familiar to me. And I guess I would call myself a songwriter that plays the banjo rather than a banjo player. But I really love the instrument, and especially love the one I ended up with.
When you decide that you're going to record an album, does that sort of kickstart the creative process? Or is it something that comes out of you have a collection of songs that you've written over time and it's time to record an album?
Yeah, it's usually more that feeling of, okay, wow, I've got these songs and they're driving me crazy. So maybe I can try to get some of them, you know, down on paper or whatever you want to call that. Just get them in a place where I can offer them to people. So, yeah, it usually comes from that place. I don't think I've so far anyways, I haven't been like, oh man, I got to make an album. In fact, there's plenty of albums in the world, right? And a lot of times I'm like, oh man, I should make more of this racket. But yeah, it usually comes from the songs first.
I've heard people talk about how with painters, for example, if they don't actually get a painting out of their studio, they'll continue to add to it, change it, fix it. And I can imagine the songwriting process. There is this sort of evolution of a song. Does putting it down on an album, does that stop an evolution, or has that evolution already stopped before you feel like it's ready?
Yeah, no, I think songs are their own things. You know, they're living things to me, and so they're all, for me, they always change. And some of them have arrangements that hold right away, and they don't really stray from that. And some of them are much more open and ramble around always. Every time I play it, it can be, you know, really different than the last time. And so, yeah, I think it's, for me, it definitely, it's always changing. And an album is really just a snapshot of that day that we recorded it, because also all my recordings have been live. They're all performances. It's not something that I'm laying down. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, if I could paint you the picture of the recording we made this day, I try to get somewhere with that. But
instead of separate tracks that will be incorporated into whatever we'll hear when
we listen
to the album.
Yeah, I've never had the chance, and maybe that's a good thing. I don't know, but or maybe I will. But I've never had the chance to make an album where I'm working on it for a couple of years, or where I'm working on it even for a few weeks in terms of the recording. I've made most of my recordings in just a matter of days. So it's really, they're almost like demos with a little extra love on top.
Very high quality demos. Well, you will be celebrating the release of this album again at CSPS Hall in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. And would you be willing to play us out with another song from the album, Paradise Outlaw?
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention about the show, too, that I'm excited because we have a new member of the Sawdust Collective, as I call my band, Eric Gockel. He's out of Des Moines. He'll be up on the upright bass. I'm really excited about that. And I'm also going to have some beautiful new visual artwork by one of my favorite visual artists. Her name's Pearl Rachinsky, but they're some screen-printed posters by White Rabbit, which is a local indie retailer. So I always like to give a shout out to everybody for helping me make all that stuff happen.
Oh, terrific. All right, and what are you going to play us out with?
I'm going to do this song called Ricochet.
Motorcycles on sunrise.
That's Pieta Brown, accompanied by Bo Ramsey on Ricochet, a track off her new album Paradise Outlaw. She'll be performing at CSPS Hall in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. This is Talk of Iowa.